अच्छा चंद्रमा पर बेल्ट स्मॉल गार्डन संडे गुरु प्रताप सिक्लूडेड प्लेस आई वॉन्ट फॉर माई सर माई पर्पस एंड दैट वॉज ग्रांटेड टू हिम एंड रिपोर्ट हॉली दास सिक्लूडेड from the park, from the temple of Jagannath, that the Jagannath Pujari may not feel any disturbance that the Javan has come, we shall touch the Javan and then to enter the temple that won't be allowed. So a little far off. Haridas Thakur was put. And Rup Sanatan, when they came, they also put up with Haridas Thakur. Because they had also some bad name of close association with the Muslim ruler. So the Orthodox section may not accept them in connection with Jagannath's worship. So they used to remain with Haridas Thakur and did not come in the street where Jagannath Pujaris are roaming freely to avoid them. So much so that one day when Mahaprabhu was in Tota Gopinath, where Gadadhar Pandit used to have his Gopinath worship, Sanatan went to the hot sands of the shore, seashore. He did not use the ordinary road, but he went over the hot sand at noontime, and there was some blister under his foot. Mahaprabhu told, why you did not come through the ordinary way, that is cooler. No, I can't come thereby. There's so many priests there wandering on those streets. They may have some touch on that they will consider it. It's taking away. So I have come from this. So very carefully avoided. Did not give any room for complaint against them. Only from far away they used to have darshan of the temple chura, the highest, the crown of the temple, and they did never enter into the temple. They have dealt so intimately with the Lila of the Lord, but they have not entered Jagannath temple. So what is temple entry? One advocate, and Prabhupada used to give his class in Puri, one advocate was absent, a disciple. Prabhupada asked, where is that gentleman? I don't find him in the class. He has gone to Jagannath temple to have a darshan of his arati. Prabhupada told, oh, he has gone for a high exercise. High exercise. So take Kitabatha. Our eyes should be guided by the ear. Ear will guide the eye, how to see, what to see. Then the eye can see properly. On the whole, it is all transcendental. But still, through the, we can use our worldly, this body experience, eye experience, ear experience. All experience may be gradually converted into spiritual feeling. For the beginners, there is no other way but to begin with their senses. But gradually, from sensual, from the experience of senses, they are expected to go on in the spiritual conception. And the sound comes to guide, generally. So our ear guides the eye. Suti kita katham, the ways. The ways where eye is guided by the ear, suti. Suti means ear. Suti guides the eye, then I can feel what is what. So in the Tirtha and the pilgrims, place of pilgrimage, the pandas are there. They guide the people. Here is this, here is that, here is that. Other is one only by means of seeing cannot understand what is what. So Haridas Thakur took name, he converted one prostitute sent by one wicked leader of Bengal. He could not tolerate Haridas Thakur's him, that he is a sadhu, he was a Muslim. What sort of sadhu is he? He is a hypocrite. He is showing to the public he is a great saint. So he sent one person. I shall reward you if you can spoil that hypocrite saint. So according to his rejection, the prostitute want to see Haridas Thakur in the heart. He was alone taking the name of the Lord. And continuously 3 nights he hunted the place. Haridas Thakur said, I am taking the name and there is some limit until I can finish the numbers. I can talk with you, please wait. Then I shall fulfill your desire. And after 3 days, after 3 nights, that person's mental mind was changed. And then he wanted from Haridas Diksha, initiation in name, and Haridas Thakur gave him. And then and the quarters he left for her, do some service of the Tulsi plant and live here and take the name. And Haridas Thakur left for some other place. Then Haridas Thakur's name was spread long. After that, and he was living in Puri with Mahaprabhu, then he thought that Mahaprabhu will disappear very soon. He wanted to go before that and proposed to Mahaprabhu that it is in my mind that you won't stay for a long time. I want to go away before you. Then, why do you like to do this? Why you are like? Haridas Thakur told that I am too old, I can't finish my regular counting of the name. I do not like to stay any longer here. Then one day, Mahaprabhu with his party approached Haridas Thakur and how you are, began Sankirtan on the compound. And Haridas Thakur, I am ready, my lord. As if I was your own with his quick day. My lord. Then Haridas Thakur, he took Mahaprabhu very close to his body and they put his eyes on the face of Mahaprabhu and they took his feet on his breast and taking the name of Krishna Chaitanya. The whole life he took the name of Hare Krishna, but at the time of his departure he began to take Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and left the world. And Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur what type of saint he was. At his sweet will he left the body and went there, like Bhishma. Bhishma got a boon of Ichchamitra. Whenever he would desire, he can leave the body. Vishnu Nirjamsa was Haridasaran. Haridas Thakur passed in such a way, the whole came to to remember that Bhishma's passing away at his sweet with Haridas. And the peculiarity, he took the foot of Mahaprabhu on his chest and fixed eyes on the face, and he began today. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam Kuriti Uccharam Name Sahit Pran Kuhil Utkram. And while taking the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, but life vanished, passed away. Then all the party began Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu took Haridas's body on his shoulder and began to dance madly. And after that, he took him to this seashore and there it was dug and they had put and the first Mahaprabhu gave Paduka on his body. Then all. And before that, the devotees took the fish water. Haridas had feet washing water, they took and drank. And then Haridas, and then Sankirtan, the Samadhi is still there. Everyone goes and see Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur passed in such a way. Hare Krishna. The name Haridas. One crore of them he took in a month. 3 lakhs, Tindrishang Nabboi. Every day 3 lakhs. So in 30 days, 90. And 10 more added. 1 crore in a month, you know, he took, you to take them. So 3 lakhs means at least from 14 hours, at least 15 hours. And the fire used to devote in taking the name so much time, I've told. But who can take very swiftly, they can take within 4 hours one bag or 5 hours. After that, distinctly, and then almost 7 hours. Haridas Thakur's name, taking the name. The example set by him, how one should take the name of the Lord and the pass his time. And as a result of the name, how one can develop his power. And this is peculiar. The whole life he took the name of Hare Krishna, and just when he is passing away, took the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And this left. রবি গিয়েছিল ওখানে সেঞ্চুরি man is responsible for my pollution. I am responsible for my position, present position. To find fault caused by a factory last time. আজকে কি শনি পুজো?
শনি পুজো মাঝে মাঝে সব একটা আমাকে হরিদালে
বলে নাই নাই What is my goal? What is my enemy? These are the questions in life to be solved. Fundamental difficulties. We are busy in particular things, small particular petty things, drawing our attention, avoiding big problems of life, real problems of life. Irrelevant, we are busy with irrelevant things. বন মহারাজ went out for collection. During the monthly celebration in Calcutta Mall. He was pointed out by some mischievous persons. He pointed out to a prostitute's house. Go to that house and there he will get much money. He went and moved the he was a kora. And then he came out. Then finding her, Ban Maharaj became a little perplexed. Anyhow, he gave a letter of invitation to her. And I invited her for the market. And these people who suggested that house They are smiling. I was in there. Then one Maharaj came and told to our Guru Maharaj, I want to go for correction. Such is the condition. Then Guru Maharaj came out with his argument and his direction. Those that have left their own property, I am sending them away in party property, that is, collect money, beg money. They have left their own wealth at home, left everything and come here. And I am sending them from door to door to collect that same thing, what they have left already in their house. Am I doing wrong? No. Why? We must learn to use everything in the service of the Lord. If we leave anything, that will wait and capture me one day. So everything, we shall learn how to utilize anything and everything for the service of the Lord. Anāśaktaśya viṣayāṁ yathāraṁhujiṁyato nirbandha krishna sambandhi. Find out the clue, how we can utilize everything for Krishna. That is what Krishna says. No avoidance, but adjustment. No avoidance, but adjustment is necessary. Maladjusted are we at present. Proper adjustment is necessary in life. Nothing is our enemy, all friend. When we see them in Krishna connection, the standpoint, the outlook should be changed. Nothing should be left, but adjustment is the main thing. That is all. No one is enemy, only the enemy within me. I am hearing things for separate interest for me, that is Maya. Suffering from Maya, that is misconception, misreading, misbehavior. That should be purified. Separate interest should go, and the center interest, that is Krishna interest, will come within us. This is what is necessary, really. Because we belong to Krishna, we have got a duty towards Him, and our duty is to handle everything for Him. That is a general, reasonable thing. Neither to enjoy nor to renounce. Bhakti mukti spriya yavat pishachi jivat. They are like ghosts. The idea of living anything, dissociate or to associate with self-center. These are two ghosts. The ghosts should be driven off. And life real must come out that I am an agent, not master. I am an agent and I do my duty as an agent of the center, of the supreme, of the beautiful, of the absolute good. This is necessary. And to adjust properly. The poison within, not without. But the undesirable thing is within me. None can oppose, none can do it. Any opposite incident, apparently, that is also necessary for my change. It is necessary, whatever we think undesirable in the outside, that is necessary for me to pass the examination. That is a test to me. We have to take it there. So no complaint against anyone in the paraphernalia. That is the central teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is good on the myself is there. I must turn me on the center-minded, center-interested, and everything is all right. Maya santushta manasa sabba shukha maya adhisha. Who is satisfied with my position, then from every direction, waves of happiness, ecstasy will come to him, to us. Only be satisfied with me. Don't hanker for anything else. Then you will see that from all directions, only happy news are coming to you. Happy waves are coming towards you. Only be faithful. You are a traitor now, living the life of a traitor. You belong to your master, your lord, your relationship, absolute. And you want to become master. Or if you can't become master of the environment, then you want to retire, that is strike. It takes to strike habit, no work. Either work for me or no work. Bhukti and the mukti. These two are ghosts. And as long as such aspiration, these two ghosts of the lorry to her or to shun everything. Those ghosts should be driven off, and you are all right. You are wholesome and healthy. You will be able to feel yourself. You are quite at home, back to God, back to home. Home comfort you will feel. You are in your own soil. You are your own child of your own soil. All of this central thing, what is bhakti mukti. Neither stop work nor work on your whim. Systematic work for the satisfaction of the center. That is what is necessary. Don't try to find out your enemy outside. It is all within. Adjustment proper. You have to adjust yourself properly. And for that, you must seek some help from our similar persons that are adjusted. You have to take help from them. Without any complaint, useless complaint, a bad workman quarrels with his tools. Tools comes from his own body according to his food or something. But no quarrel others needed with own stools. So you have earned such environment. It is like stool. This environment where you are staying, it is like stool to you. It has come from within you, within your mental body, and this environment has been produced. So no complaint. Complain with the food, with the food, and not with the stools. Your judgment should take place before you take something, not the tools, the results, but when you begin, where you begin, you be particular there. The environment is like, it comes from within you as a result of your own activity. But you be careful when taking the food, which you invite, Sulam Kirtan, Sadhu Sangha. There you concentrate yourself. And this is your own product. Environment is our own product. Comes from us. So must not be complaining to any other, but try to concentrate, hold your energy within you, how to guide you, how to guide our own self. That is the question. How can we do that? Sadhu Sangha, Shastra Sangha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Neither stop nor opposite energy. See from there. More details. Panyabhidash karmagyan. Panyabhidashita sunnam. Karmagyana janavasan. Anukulena krishnam. Shilanam bhakti rukyati. Sadbhupadhi vinir muktam. Upadhi. That is not natural, which come from outside like parasites. Parasites. Some branches in the tree, which is not a part of that tree, it was a parasite.
Parasite.
Anya vilasita sunna karma jnana janavatam anukulena krishnam shilanam bhakti ruchyati. Anya vilas, fleeting desire, aimless, without any plan, so many fleeting desires are coming and going. They should be avoided. Our karma organized way to make myself master of all the energy I can find. Karma. Or to leave everything. If you have company of anything and everything, all is bad. Everything is injurious. I don't want anything. That is also more difficult position. Mukti, that is more injurious to us. That is liberation, disconnection with everything. Proper connection is necessary, not disconnection. Not disconnection, but proper connection. our Guru Maharaj, often he told, religion is proper adjustment. Proper adjustment. There's no denunciation, no exploitation. It is the nature of dedication. Dedication, all duty, duty. And that becomes, in the highest stage, love. The action of love. That is the good. Then duty becomes sweet. In the beginning, duty may not be sweet. It is directed by the saints and the scriptures. But when that duty towards Krishna, in relation to Krishna, becomes very sweet, then in the Agamarka, in Vrindavan circle. In Vrindavan circle, to satisfy Krishna, all such activities are very, very, very sweet. So sweet they cannot give that in any way. They can give the life, still they cannot live the duty. Mahaprabhu told Srimad Bhagavatam in the last stage of revealed scriptures, it is told like that. A loving life for the Lord of all. So when we are very much particular for others' conduct, we lose our time and energy. That is rather reactionary. If we try to find fault with anyone, that fault comes to me. Especially when that is in the devotion section. That will come to me. I've been queuing the poison in his body, and by connecting me with that, that poison is coming to me. So avoid that. Try to find good things in others. That will help you. There is a system in our mat in the time of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj order to please one Vaishnava, our order one Vaishnava to please another Vaishnava, especially who does not like him. That means he is forced to find out where is goodness in that whom he can't like. He should try to find out good things in him. That will help him. Vaishnava prasamsa. He will search, eliminating the bad things in his conception. He will search after if anything good there. And thereby he will be benefited. That will come to him. No culture with any bad thing anywhere, especially in the devotees. Because the devotees, the surrendered souls, they are, Krishna has taken their charge. What is good and bad, this is in the responsibility of him. That badness, that evil things in a devotee may disappear any time. Or Krishna is continuing to serve some purpose there. But you see like that, who are under his direct charge, in charge of Krishna direct, Ananya Bhak, we must not go to criticize them. It would be great difficulty. We have tried to find out what is good in them. That will help us a great deal. This is not theoretical things, all practical things here.
Radhanti Maharaj inquires, what is the relationship between Vishwarup and Nityananda?
Vishwarup and?
Nityananda Prabhu.
Vishwarup and Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Vishwarup. Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwarup. Almost of same there. Sati Devi saw Vishwarupi Nityananda. Sometimes he saw. When Vishwarup met Nityananda, he was absorbed in him.
And Maharaj, Rupa and Sanatan, they receive siksha from Mahaprabhu. And mantram?
Mantram they got elsewhere. Rupa Goswami got from Sanatan. And Sanatan got from one Vidyavasishpati, elder brother of Sarvabhauma, previously. And Mahaprabhu did not interfere with that. Rajiv Goswami got from Rupa, from Prabhupada's brother Vidyavasishpati. From him Sanatana took, from Sanatana Rupa and from Rupa Jiva. That is the spiritual hierarchy there.